The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution on the Parking is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, Crystal Cruises, Y Cares Fashion Center, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, and Wendy's.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. It's so good to have you with us. We're going to, in the second hour, for a few minutes anyway, talk with the principles, or some of the principles of Canoe, right? Because they've been in the, well, I wasn't going to do it, but they asked to come, so I told them come, all right? Since I know at least Keith Davies, I know well. I wasn't going to do it because, and here's why, because it's so incredibly stupid to suggest that because a politically connected person is somehow, or supposed to be, one of the principals of a private company, that if they're doing business with the government, it's a corrupt scam, right? That's what Brave Davis called it. I gotta tell you, I was very disappointed in Brave Davis. Now, you should have transparency when dealing with government contracts, absolutely. And is the current administration failing in terms of transparency, particularly with the contracts entered into during the pandemic? Absolutely. And you can hit them all day on that, right? But now the angle of attack, it's stupid to me. I'm sorry. Who that offends, I can't help you. It's stupid on the face of it, all right? Now they're suggesting that, okay, it's improper for a private company to collect government revenue and keep it in a private bank account before it goes to the government. So let me ask you this, right? Members of the Progressive Liberal Party who implemented value-added tax, does not every private company in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that collects over $100,000 a year collect government revenue and keep it in a private bank account before they turn it over to the government? Does that not happen every minute of the day that businesses are allowed to operate? You're acting as if this concept is new. It's stupid. Yes, it's so stupid, it makes my face hurt. Right? And whoever's advising, whoever's talking about this thing, stop listening to these people. All right? It's nonsensical. And now the FNM, well, let me just say, FNM operatives, they have a thing with cash and go now. Oh, let us know. It's these idiotic videos, right? About Chester Cooper. It's so dumb. And I'm hoping at least the FNM's smart enough and or too spineless to actually attribute it to an actual FNM official. But when the whole leader of the opposition comes out, it's a corrupt scam. What are you talking about? Where's your evidence of corruption, please? For you to label it as such, you who had a problem with our current prime minister when he was calling all us corrupt internationally, now you just label stuff corrupt with no evidence. And now the FNM or FNM operatives, oh, cash and go should tell us how long the money sits in the account before it turned out. Are y'all this really this dumb? Or do you think that we're this dumb? Right? You just torch people's reputation for fun, right? So Cash and Go has contracts with all the utility companies. So do other organizations. That's nothing new. The government is not the most efficient revenue collector, so they have other people help them collect the revenue. It's either that or miss out on the revenue, right? Or people don't pay their utility bills and they fear long lines and all stuff like that. Smarten up, man. We have major challenges in this country. And to just spin around on this stupidity about Canoe and Cash and Go, who cares? Anyway, we're going to talk to Canoe them today. And again, it's so stupid. It makes my teeth ache, all right? It's such idiocy. All right. I want to talk about a couple of things. So first, I want to talk about the coronavirus. All right. So we are now in a situation where we are seeing an uptick in cases in the past few days. We have seen 36 cases reported for June 30th. We have the day before that, 74 cases, 59 on New Providence, Bimini and Kaki spiking. And now we have today 75 new cases, 73 new cases, 66 of them on New Providence. Bimini and Kaki again recording 5. Now, Bimini and Kaki had additional restrictions placed on them as of yesterday. Like D'Aguilar said, you're going to have outbreaks from time to time. Our prime minister has instructed us to party on. So that's what I'm finna do, right? Party on. The man said go party on. The supreme leader, right? The competent one says go party on. So go party on. It says for vaccinated people. Yeah, I'm gonna be vaccinated. I'm gonna be fully vaccinated. It ain't no issue, right? I'm part of the experiment. All right. This is, let me see what this says. At least I think Canoe's coming today. Anyway. Minna says party on. So that's what's about to happen. Now, let me look at our vaccination issues. All right. This says we have. Oh, I'm pulling it up here. Ninety-1,067 doses of the vaccine administered. We have 58,122 people who have received one dose of the vaccine, and we have 32,945 people who are fully vaccinated. Notice no vaccination day has been announced as yet, right? So we're still waiting on that brilliant announcement. Now, here's the thing. You're telling me that 91,067 doses of the vaccine have been administered, all right? And I have no reason to doubt you. But last I checked, you only had 82,600 doses of the vaccine. So now, according to our sources, the government is borrowing vaccines from another country that they intend to pay back when we get our next tranche of vaccine. The vaccines have now, the COVAX vaccines have now been delayed to next month, as I understand it. So we are going to be at a place where we're not able to vaccinate anybody here shortly. So my question is, why? No, oh, this is the end of this month. Okay, that's fine. The end of this month. My question is, why are you still telling people to go get vaccinated? So you have cut down the number of vaccination sites to Loyola Hall and Church of God of Prophecy alone. And you've also reduced the number of hours that these sites operate. Bahamar, which was offering vaccination to its employees and to the general public, has stopped doing that because they don't have the vaccines. All right, so you're around here talking about vaccination day and fully vaccinated people can do X, Y, Z, but you don't have enough vaccines for the majority of the population. So you got 91,000. In fact, you won't be able to fully vaccinate the rest of these people until probably the end of the month. I'd be interested to know how many doses they now have in hand and what exactly is the plan here. Now, you said you were going to get some Pfizer. Do you have any cold storage as yet to store the Pfizer? Because you said that was happening a long time ago. Dr. Mercilyn Dalregis says, yes, some Pfizer is supposed to get here. Okay, did Renward Wells get the cold storage, the ultra cold storage freezers in yet for us to actually use the Pfizer? You know what they're saying now, right? They're like, here's what they say do now, right? Because we're just living in a place in which I don't recognize anymore. Now they say, you take one shot of AstraZeneca, right, and chase that with a shot of Pfizer, and that's possibly more effective, I guess. Boy. All right. On top of that, the U.S. is deploying vaccines that they promised at a slower rate than previously anticipated. All right? So we're going to have a problem here shortly, because we're not going to have anywhere near herd immunity anytime soon. Sorry to inform you, Renward Wells. And we are going to see, as we have an increase in tourism outbreaks pop up, all right? Which is unfortunate because some people are going to get sick and some people are going to die. But I don't understand what the game plan is and why you have continued to administer first doses when you were running low on vaccine supply. I think you should have looked at the number you had, split it in two, and vaccinated those people and then start fresh when you got the new batch. All right? That's my considered opinion about it. All right. Now, here's what else is going on. We haven't heard about the vaccination day yet, right? But now we have a VAT holiday coming up for the hurricane season. All right? We're in hurricane season, mind you. But now we get a VAT holiday. All right? So here's what they sent out yesterday. Okay. The VAT holiday for hurricane supplies begins July 9th. Would have been nice if it began today, since there's a hurricane coming, but okay. The VAT holiday for hurricane supplies begins July 9th through the 31st. Bahamians can enjoy no VAT when purchasing hurricane supplies to prepare for the storm season. Only items purchased in the country are eligible. All right, so here's what was on the list yesterday. Flashlights, drop cords, uninterrupted power supplies, UPS systems, battery-operated fans, batteries, tarps, pre-fill sandbags, containers and cans for water, gas and diesel, storage containers, first aid kits, plastic sheeting. Let's back up. Gas and diesel, Papa. No VAT. That was yesterday. That has now changed. Lamp oil, candles, portable radios. Because when I saw this, I was like, I wonder if I can make it to the 9th without putting gas in my car. But now that plan has to be changed. Oil lanterns, bottles used for lanterns, duct and masking tape, empty 5-gallon buckets, raincoats, water boots, life jackets, hurricane lanterns, sternos, butane portable stoves, manual can opener, plywood. That's going to be a key one because plywood's gone way up. Coolers, insect repellent, storm shutters, residential generators. All right? No propane on here. So you can buy the generator VAT-free, but you can't buy the propane. Excuse me. Sorry. Sneezing. It's not the Rona. Here's what they released today. They've included on it now storm shutters. So we got, there's some changes made today. So flashlights, drop cords, uninterrupted power supply systems, battery-operated fans, batteries, tarps, pre-fill sandbags, containers and cans for water, gas, and diesel. They pull back on that. No VAT on gas and diesel real fast. Are gas and diesel not essential during a hurricane hits? Storage containers, first aid kits, plastic sheeting, lamp oil, candles, portable radios, oil lanterns, bottles used for lanterns, duct and masking tape, empty 5-gallon buckets, raincoats, water boots, life jackets, hurricane lanterns, sternos, butane portable stoves, manual can opener, plywood, coolers, insect repellent, storm shutters, and residential generators. I tell you what, I don't need any of this stuff, but I'm going shopping. I might as well tell you. July 9th, you're going to see me. Maybe not exactly July 9th, but as of next Thursday, it's on and popping. July 9th through the 31st. We are preparing for hurricane season during hurricane season. As a hurricane approaches. All right, no problem. says one, that sounds like a lot of mucus in this sneeze. Sneeze sound borderline suspect. No, I don't have any mucus. I'm good. It was a dry sneeze. It says, great show as usual. Tell my fiance, Shamika Roll, happy 41st birthday from Anthony Duvalier. Tell her she catching me up with age. All right. You just getting married and you're in your 40s? Boy, you. Have you been married before? Come see me. I'll explain a few things to you. No, but that's great. I'm happy for you. Happy birthday to your fiance. I wish you guys all the best. It says it can't be effective today because businesses need time to prepare, I think. Well, look at it. Let's look at it this. All right. Let's look at it like this. I believe that you just made this up off the top of your head the morning you announced it, or maybe the day before you announced it. I believe you're just making it up as you go along. That's what I believe. You pop up in Parliament, give the budget communication, right? And we've come to a place in the world where everything's so scrambled that we now just accept anything, right? So you give the whole budget communication. Nowhere in the entire budget communication do you mention a VAT holiday on hurricane supplies, right? This is before hurricane season, you give the budget communication. Then you pop back up, right, and give the budget presentation. Nowhere in the actual opening budget communication, contribution to debate during the budget, do you mention a holiday on a VAT holiday for hurricane supplies? Nowhere, right? You gave a whole communication before hurricane season started. This was nowhere on your radar. Hurricane season starts, you come and you give a whole speech. Nowhere do you mention it. Then the next day, you pop up and go, "Hey, VAT holiday." You know what I mean? What are you talking about? What are you saying? And the reason I know that you just made it up out of your head is because you put no preparations in place. Nobody even knew what was on the list. The list comes out. They change the list the next day. You're just making this up. You're just making it up. And that's, you know, if that's where we are, where you just make up stuff, then that's where we are. But I know that you're just making it up as you go along. All right? Because it doesn't make any sense. So now you're giving businesses 1 week to reprogram their stuff. Maybe businesses can adjust, maybe not, all right? And it's effective for 3 weeks in the middle of hurricane season. It's really, really bizarre stuff, but I'll take it. I'll take the hurricane holiday. I'm going to go buy me some stuff, some batteries. I need those. My kids eat those. I'm definitely going to get me some insect repellent, and we're going to party on, as the prime minister said, all right? There's a couple other things I want to get to, too. Says, "I'm convinced the FNM can't do nothing right by you." Gosh. I mean, if you accept this, then that's on you. And that's your personal standard of governance, is this is acceptable, then that's good for you. To me, it is not acceptable. And you saying that you're convinced the FNM can't do nothing right by you, that's not going to change my mind about what is acceptable and what makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. All right? It makes no sense to have a VAT holiday on hurricane supplies during hurricane season. If you were thinking it through, which you're not, all right, you just wanted another sweetener, right, for your election budget. If you were thinking it through, you would have done this long time ago before hurricane season, but you're not thinking it through. You're just making it up, all right, and you find that acceptable, that's on you. I do not, and there's nothing you can say that will make it acceptable to me. It says, "Juan, I hope there's another list because we can't eat anything on the current list." What do you want to eat? During the hurricane? Be reasonable. All right. It says, "Juan, in so many ways, we are and have been a very, very poorly managed country." It says, "We was dating for 23 years. Oh, that's from the guy who got engaged. You were dating for 23 years? Anyway, you have a very patient fiance, an extraordinarily patient one. You can't be dating nobody for 23 years and not offer to marry him. You can't keep her tied up that long. Anyway, now you're doing the right thing." This says, "Hey, Juan, the problem ain't canoe. It's having to pay for a health visa to return to your country." Agreed. The problem ain't with canoe. The problem is the entire idea of a health visa doesn't make sense to me. All right? So I believe that if you can fly into Jamaica without a health visa and you have a negative COVID test and that's acceptable there, then I don't see why that's not acceptable here. If you can fly into the United States of America without a health visa, but you can get a negative rapid antigen test to fly there, I think that's fine there as well. All right. So I agree with you. I don't, the whole idea of the health visa, particularly when your big idea was that You wait for 5 days after the negative antigen test, and you get the... Sorry, you wait for 5 days after the negative PCR test. You then get a negative antigen test, and that allows you to believe the people are clear. But if you test positive for on the antigen test, then you got to go take a PCR test. And if you're sick, supposedly the money from the health visa is to have some form of insurance to cover it. But here's the thing, right? The last time you reported on this, you said that half the people who get health visas who stay past the 5 day mark are not taking the rapid antigen test. So what then are you taking the money for? For fun? To make the destination more expensive, more cumbersome to get into? I don't think it's necessary that at all. But that it is there is not that it is there does not constitute corruption on the part of it, on the part of any private company that's facilitating it. Juan, can a person born from an unmarried Bahamian man and a foreign woman apply for a government lot in Prospect Ridge? If you got Bahamian citizenship. If not, nope. Only Bahamian citizens can apply. It says, we are make it up as we go along country. Yeah, certainly. It says, Juan, I hear you on the PM VAT-free holiday. Typically, Bahamians wait till the last minute anyway, so it is a win-win. LOL, good job, PM. That's fine. And if you, you know, if you think that's a good job, then that's great. Great. It says, Juan, it may have been the woman that didn't want to get married until now. Stop putting everything on the man. Anytime you take this long to marry, it will end quick. Don't speak that on the people's relationship. Let them have a good time. No woman, right, is going to, for 23 years, stay with you and tell you she doesn't want to get married. All right? So I don't buy that. But I'm not in you guys' business. I'm happy for you. Happy birthday to her. I'm sure she's a good woman. I'm sure you're a good guy. And I hope everything works out. It says, what is the benefit of the health visa? Why was it implemented? I have no earthly idea. You can call me, by the way. I don't, I'm not sure now. The new people are telling me that next week. Call me if you want. 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Now, you say the FNM can't do anything right by me. I disagree, all right? So I think the FNM, yes, has done a couple of things right. Among them is not proceeding as promised with selling Bahamar to what you deem to be a suitable buyer. I think you did right in eating crow and actually work with the people who own Bahamar to facilitate its further development after you said that it was a fake opening. Was the opening of Baja Bay yesterday a fake opening, or is it real now since you were there? All right. I think they did right by stopping all this nonsense about the people who run Bahamar, who own and run Bahamar. Dionisio de Aguilar's there in the picture, cutting the ribbon. Dionisio de Aguilar said that these same people were not suited to operate in the Bahamas. That's what Dionisio de Aguilar said. He's there cutting the ribbon. At the ribbon cutting, the Prime Minister is just boasting about how the Bahamas is bouncing back, how people have never had it so good, how the taxi drivers are making so much money, which taxi drivers are doing well. The home porting is really helped, all right? But you said, and y'all, let me, I'm supposed to take him seriously, right? I'm supposed to take someone seriously who calls the opening of a $3 billion resort fake, who threatens to sell it to a suitable buyer. You're threatening to sell that which is not yours to someone from to someone else, away from someone who legitimately bought it, right? But I'm supposed to just forget you said that and now take you seriously when you're at the opening, all right? So, you know, if you guys find all this acceptable, that's fine for you. Now, your problem is you don't want me saying it out loud where people can hear and put it together that this is not making any sense, all right? That's your problem. But I'll say this. Bahamar has been a great corporate citizen in the Bahamas. It has brought, even though it has had a downsizing exercise, it has brought the 3,500 employees that remained back to work. So there are nobody's any longer furloughed who wasn't laid off. Unfortunately, they had to downsize, all right? And they are going to employ hundreds of people with this water park, which my wife went to the opening yesterday, and she said it's spectacular, right? I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to check out Atlantis first. I'm going to do a staycation here shortly. Remember that? We had a show, Staycation? All right, and I'm going to do a staycation, and I'll report back to you. They got the $150 rate. So you pay $150 and tax plus the taxes. You stay for two nights. Yeah. They got a lot of great stuff going on. You swim at the mermaid. I'm going to get my daughter like a mermaid swim thing. It's going to be fantastic. We got a call? Sure. Or we got to go to a break. No, let's do the call. Where are my headphones? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm glad you are one of the few reporters that pointed out exactly what the Prime Minister in the Angeles said when Bahamas was under the PLP administration.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to be sorted out.
Yep.
I'm glad you brought it to the Bahamian people's attention. You see how duplicitous these people are?
I don't take anything he says seriously. I'll be honest with you.
And now they want to take credit for everything that's going on in the country. Thank God Mr. Christie didn't get everything right, but I think this one he got right.
Okay? Yeah, Bahamar ultimately worked out.
The Bahamian people. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Have a nice day.
All right. Yeah, I'll give Christie credit. Bahamar actually worked out. All right? It was... it looked like some darkness was surrounded by, you know, ultimately it all worked out. All right? Ultimately, it's been a net positive by far, right? They're going to have the chop house, right? Once I'm fully vaccinated, I'll go and check it out. Yeah? What are you going to do once you're fully vaccinated? What's your big plan? This one's asking me, what's Atlantis' special? It's $150 a night. You stay for two nights, and you also get $125 food and beverage credit, I believe. So, and that's going on now until, like, the end of summer. So stay for two nights at $150 a night, local rate. That's, you can't beat that, right? Some of y'all paid more than that for the Sir Charles Hotel suite back in the day. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, one McGartney.
Hey, how's it going?
That's wonderful. I am so happy to see you at your best. Okay, but that day after you have already visited those two destinations as a Bahamian, I would love to talk to you that day, because that day you have already experienced our brand, our full brand. You know, and hey, I ain't talking a day. I can let you do all the talking. Because this is first class, you know.
Yeah,
okay?
It's nice.
And man, I've worked in that industry for all my life. And I would just like to hear another Bahamian just experience it, you know. But let's go back to politics. You I give you 1,000% score, and I wish I had a medal to give you personally. But for just seeing Mr. Minnis as he is, okay, for seeing Mr. Diagulus, Mr. Diagulus as he is, okay, they are duplicitous, okay, they are also reactive, you see, and man, you just keep on putting it on them. Because I want to use a boy language, but again, that goes to video.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Congratulations, my brother.
All right. Thanks, man. We're going to take a break? Well, let's take a call real quick, and then we take a break. Look, if this is good enough for you guys, by all means. Me, I'm not going to pretend like it makes sense. I'm so sorry. I can't do it for you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, I'd like to see the talk show hosts, the celebrations for the Independence Day is coming up. I'd really like to hear all of the talk show hosts try to encourage the people, Bahamians, to, you know, get a flag, put a flag on their homes, their cars, and really try to inspire them to a patriotic spirit and attitude. I'd like to see that happen. Maybe you can think about having a show where a person will come on and, you know, you guys encourage the Bahamian people, because I sense the depression upon our country and no motivation to be inspired to promote our country. Maybe y'all can do something about that. What do you think, man?
Yeah, absolutely. I plan on doing something before independence. Absolutely, I do. And I'm gonna try to inspire the Bahamian people and help remind them what is great about their country. And even though we got a lot of squirrely stuff going on, even though, you know, the competent one is like lost, we still have a great country. It says, one, also don't forget the PLP made many bad decisions relative to Bahamar as well, not to mention all the conflicts of interest, so suspicion was warranted. Suspicion was warranted, but I'll say this, and it was rocky, but I'll say this. Look, I'll say this briefly before we go to a break. In fact, should I just go to the point where you tell me we take the break and we go straight to the news, or what do you want to do? You come right. I have time to come back. Okay, we'll come right back.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Jr. combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken Jr. sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
At Wendy's, spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Chopped Fries too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. It says, we're booked for the holiday weekend,
$1,200 for four nights, including taxes.
Yeah. Is that one room or two?
Anyway, you can't beat that. You spend much more money going away, like, because my wife is trying to go visit one of her relatives in the States, and the tickets alone are probably close to $1,600, right? So you're not going to beat that. You can go stay for a few nights at Atlantis, forget you live in Nassau or wherever, Family Island, and go enjoy yourself, go love yourself, go in the water park. That's what I'm going to do. I don't do heights, so I'm not going to go on the big, tall one, but I'm going to do on the other stuff, the mid-range stuff I'm going to do. So the tourism minister ain't got no shame after saying these same people ain't good for the Bahamas. Now we cutting ribbon. Wow. Yeah, that's what's going down. All right. Says Colony Club and Orchard. You know, there are certain, we all have dark episodes in our lives, right? So I didn't mean to trigger any sort of flashback to the darker episode, because you're doing darkness, if you know what I'm saying. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty well, sir.
All right.
I want to chime in on politics.
Sure.
I think we, the Bahamian people at large, are the beneficiary of what we want to call sometimes tribal politics, you know, colors, you know. Mm. And sometimes we move from pillar to post, and when we get what we want and get enough, and then we do a change, and we keep on getting. And our country, because of the lack of certain above, certain standards, so to speak, certain efficiency and quality operation, the way things should progress, like in a business per se, the country as a whole is going down, because those who are benefiting, they benefit. When the government is in power, and even when the government is out of power, I dare say.
Yeah. Yep, agreed. Yeah, thank you. Says Juan Christie solved Baja Mar faster than Minnesota solved the hotel in Freeport. Minnesota, if he was PM, he would not sleep until Baja Mar was solved. Just pathetic. Yeah, I mean, I give Christie them credit for getting it done. Well, listen, here's the thing. All right, so last holiday weekend, right, I wanted to have my kids. What I want them to do is experience more and more of the Bahamas as they get older, you know, because kids, you don't lock in memories. My earliest memories were maybe six that I have real solid memories of, you know what I mean? And so my kids are 5 and 7. So I took them, I wanted to take them to see a national park. So I said, I'm going to take them to Bonefish Pond. All right. Now I had no idea where the hell I was going, right? So I've been to Bonefish Pond numerous times. I was probably intoxicated several of those times. So I got lost like 3-4 times, right? So because we went all the way up Charles Saunders, up what do you call the car? Is it Carmine? What is the road that goes that Charles Saunders turns into when you're going through? I can't remember now. Anyway, Cowpen Road. There's Cowpen Road straight up, right? To go to Bonefish, and then you turn on Jesus. Anyway, I'm lost in my head now. This is what happened. So I got lost numerous times trying to get to Bonefish Pond, and ultimately I did my GPS, and I found Bonefish Pond, and we went there. It was fantastic. It was closed, but I still hopped the chain because there's no reason on earth National Park should be closed to Bahamians, but there were people out there. I wasn't the only one, right? And it was fantastic, and it all worked out. So as with Christie and Baja Mar, sometimes you get lost along the way because you don't know quite what you're doing. But ultimately, if you have the right intention, it can work out in the end. All right? We got to take a break for news. And then we'll be back on the other side. I'll double check, see if the canoe people are coming. Looks more like next week. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right. Now, canoe isn't coming today. All right. They're going to come back, or they're going to come next week. All right, we had a miscommunication. This says, Juan, can you ask Canoe if Hubert Minnis has any beneficial interest in their company? I intend to. I intend to ask them quite plainly to explain what is happening. I think the whole thing is pretty stupid, but, you know, they asked to come, and I'm going to let them come. They feel they should speak. I see they're speaking to the Tribune. Today they feel they should say something about it, and so I'm going to hear what they got to say. All right? All right. And you know, it's so sad, and I want to. What's so sad is like you'll just torch young Bahamian businessmen for an ounce of political capital. I find it so sad. Like, you don't even have a care with their reputations. And this same thing, right? And you're saying, Brave Davis is saying, he wants Bahamians to come back home. Come back home and do what? When I raise capital with wealthy people, from wealthy people who are politically connected, as many, many wealthy people in this country are, then I'm thrown under the bus because I do a good, put a good product together. I'm now labeled as corrupt, right? This is why, you know, people are like, you know what, I'll, you know, any serious over there. It says, this is blatant discrimination, probably illegal as well. Okay. and says, Juan, I don't get it. We don't want foreigners to make money. We don't want Bahamians to make money. So who do we want to get contracts? It's crazy. It's nonsense. Now, again, you say, should there be transparency? Should we make sure that there's a process through which this can be competitive? Should that have happened? Certainly. But you can't, that they took shortcuts doesn't mean that these people are corrupt, okay? It's unfair to them, and it do better, right? This says, do you really think they'll save the PM of any interest in Canoe, really? Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to ask, what is it? You know? Like, we have challenges in this country, you understand. We have real problems, okay? And the same distracting stuff that they ran on with, but the VAT money, being somehow stolen, right? It's waste. You're wasting our time. It says, Juan, you got lost. You obviously were not listening to your wife, bro. Yep. It says, Juan, why are you bringing up old stuff about Minutes and Bob? Old stuff? Listen, here's the thing, right? And you should be aware of this. We're recording the things that you say, right? We are a newspaper of record. Our archives don't go back this far, which we need to work on, but that's not my department. But you can go to the Department of Archives and find issues of the Nassau Guardian from generations ago, all right? We record what occurs in this country, and when the leader of Her Majesty's Law... Was he the leader of Her Majesty's Law Opposite? No, he was the leader of the Three National Movement. When the leader of one of the major political parties in the country threatens to sell an asset that does not belong to the government, that compromises thousands of jobs, we're going to pay attention to it. And we're not just going to forget that you said it, all right? Because if you say one thing one day and then the next day you say something else, what makes us able to trust anything you say? Right? So don't be mad at me. He's the one who threatened to sell it. He called it a fake opening. Diagler's the one who said the people were unsuited to invest in the Bahamas. In fact, I got the article right here. Neil Hartnell, all right? No, Ava Turnquist. Diagler slams Bahamas buyer. This was published Monday, October 31st, 2016. Former Bahamas director Dionisio Diagler declared yesterday that the recently announced prospective buyer of Bahamar, Hong Kong-based Chow Tai Fook Enterprises, is, quote, unsuited to invest in the Bahamas. Mr. Diagler pointed to the Cheng Yu Tung family, owners of Chow Tai Fook, inability to obtain casino licensing in two U.S. states, and its alleged, quote, well-documented connection to organized crime in the Bahamas. Okay? So, yeah, he said, Diagler said, that the family that owns Bahamar is connected to organized crime, I'm sorry, in Asia. Asia, not Bahamas, I misspoke. Asia. So you're the one who says these people are connected to organized crime, right? Not me. Don't be blamed. Don't be mad at me. All right? So please, let's be clear. All right? So, and Diagler said that with no proof, with no nothing, just smear these people. And then you stand up next to him, cutting the ribbon. All right? You're the one who said it was a fake sale. And you know why I was at the time was saying, like, this doesn't make any sense? It's because when I went to Bahamar, the opening, the employees were actually concerned about their jobs. They were like, what's going on? McCartney, please tell them we need these jobs. And that's what I did. All right. And Minis, oh, we got a phone call. I'm sorry. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How you doing, Juan?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, good. Now, I listened to you and you talked about Atlantis is offering Bahamians like two or more nights at their resort.
Right.
My question, I have one question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Would Bahamian who are staying at the hotel be able to go into the casino and gamble?
Not if you live in the Bahamas, no.
But I'm now a guest at the hotel, so I'm supposed to enjoy all the amenities of the hotel, am I right?
That would be good in theory, yes. But it ain't like that, so. But well, don't be mad at Atlantis. Be mad at the Bahamians who have kept that law in place.
Whatever, I understand that, but if I'm staying there, I should be able to benefit because I'm paying my money to be at the hotel.
I totally
so
agree.
Yes, at the hotel, she'll be able to gamble. Isn't that right?
I totally agree with you. Yes.
Okay. Yes. But can you find it? Atlantis wouldn't be able to answer that question.
I could answer it, Atlantis. I ain't got to answer. I could tell you it's against the law. Atlantis would be breaking the law by allowing a Bahamian resident to gamble in its casino. So they would be breaking the law, in addition to you. Yeah.
Well, I hear you. Well, it's just a thought that came to my
head. Yeah, it's a solid thought. It's a very solid thought, yeah.
Yeah, and I would love to go into that casino.
Yeah, I don't gamble, but in theory, Bahamians should be able to.
Yeah, especially if you are a guest at that hotel. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. It says holiday weekend. What? How much for the holiday weekend at Atlantis? I'm trying to go the holiday weekend myself, so I'm going to figure this out here shortly. It says you've gone way back with the Bahamar quotes, sipping your tea. Now, I got some more for you. I got some more. Right? So, I got more. Yeah? So, back on March 12th, 2017, 2 months before the general election, Hubert Minnis said that he would conduct a real sale of Bahamar. Quote, your Free National Movement government will engage and execute a real sale of Bahamar to a qualified and respectable purchaser who believes in Bahamians. A purchaser who will utilize only Bahamian labor to complete the resort and will put Bahamians back to work with real jobs as quickly as possible, all right? So that's the country we live in, where we have people who aspire to leadership, say reckless things in order to gain political advantage, and then do the exact opposite of it and expect us all to believe that that's okay. Right? So I don't know how you stand next to Graham Davis, who's the president of Bahamar, who works for Chow Tai Fook, after you done tell them, say the man, employers are connected to organized crime in Asia, after you done say the people who he works for aren't respectable people. Whatever it takes to do that, I don't have it in me. All right? The front, like, I didn't just, like, straight up diss you. I don't have it in me. Maybe he said something to you personally, to Graham Davis and the owners of Bahamar. But as far as the public is aware, there was never any public admission that you guys were totally wrong. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No? Okay. You can call me. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Howdy, Aguilar, them Mr. Superwash, no shame. Now you're cutting ribbon with people who you claim was involved in organized crime. Yeah. And so don't be mad at me, right? I'm not the one who said it. I'm not the one who disrespected these people, who made aspersions about these people. I'm not the one who threatened the jobs of thousands of people for political mileage. That's not me. I didn't do that. You need to take that up with whomever it is that did that. Says one, why the son of the Attorney General of the Bahamas, who's also nephew to two government ministers, sitting on the board to give young professionals property? Why the son of the Attorney General of the Bahamas, who's also the nephew to two government ministers, sitting on the board to give young professionals property? Okay, you're speaking of Carlisle Bethel is the son of the Attorney General. He's nephew to two government ministers? Which one? Folks? And who else? Carl Bethel is married to Dion Folks' sister. So that makes Dion Folks his uncle. Who? Michael? He ain't no minister. He's MP. Yeah. But Tingle Man, Dion Folks ain't MP. So he's a senator. Yeah, all right. Why is he sitting on the board? Why can he not sit on the board to give property to young professionals? You know, and there's this whole concept of politically exposed persons, too, that I think we're traveling down a dark road, because who in the Bahamas isn't connected to someone who's involved in politics, right? It's a small place. So bearing that in mind, if you are qualified, but you're still connected to someone politically, I don't have a problem with you being involved in some board of an administration that is connected to your family. I don't. Not if you're qualified, all right? And Carlisle Bethel, he's a qualified banking professional. So I don't have a problem with it. I got a problem with the fact that no matter what happens with the application process, that the policymakers get to decide who has the property. Now, that I got a problem with. All right. Says, hey, Juan, what is Sarkis? Is Merlin up to? Haven't heard him. Haven't heard about him in a while. What are he up to? He chilling, right? So his father's a billionaire. He's doing quite well. He's fine. I know he. You ever see Sarkis as Merlin's Bentley? Oh, man. He's still suing the people for the resort, but he's I'm sure he's doing splendidly. Good afternoon. He's like, you know, you meet Sarkis as Merlin, you're like, this is clearly this man has been chosen by destiny to be wealthy. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. I can't hear you. Let's try another line. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. You know, my concern is for persons who would have gotten the first dose of the vaccine, mm-hmm. and they're in that period awaiting the second dose, and they're like a week away from the time frame to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
What status or what position are they in now if we don't have, you know, vaccine in place for them? Had the time to do the boosting that is necessary.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem, right? So we believe we're going to get the next shipment of, I think it's about 30,000 by the end of the month. But I'm interested in what the strategy is now. And nobody's talking on the record. So it is an issue, particularly when you're continually telling people to go start get vaccinated.
And which one of the ones that we got from this other country, are they the AstraZeneca?
Yeah, they're all AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All of it. Yeah. So it's going to be an issue here shortly, I believe. Ask Brave, what did he say when Ash was getting all those millions of dollars from them when they was in power? Davis wasn't in charge of that. That was the Hurricane, I want to say, Matthew cleanup effort. Shane Gibson was the Hurricane Czar. Not Davis. So I don't know that Davis knew anything about that at all. Not that anything's untoward's been proven. However, what has been proven is that he did get millions of dollars for hurricane cleanup. Let's do this phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
So, Scotty, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
Scotty, let me make this clear, right? The spokesman for the PFP is Fred Mitchell, okay? I speak as a Bahamian who read and understand.
I got you.
Mr. Scotty. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm here, man.
No, not you, right? No one knows this country, right? These talk shows, what they like, they live on the phone, no? Mr. Scotty, who niggas reach 10 years? If he get the funds illegally, come and explain. So, who he think he is? When people in this country get money, get government funds, charge you and me $40 to come home. That's fair?
Yeah, it's fair to have him explain. He needs to come explain. He said he's going to.
All I try and say, who do you think he is? The small one you had the article. When they lock up Shane Gibson, Frank Smith, Michelle Ruckey, Ken Dorsett, what they say? If you get money illegally, and you find one, you ain't with the cause, so you will be called up. Is that what I'm saying, Mr. Gardney?
I don't know, man. I don't know that that's a fair comparison.
No, McGodney. Mr. McGodney.
Mm-hmm.
Canute got this contract to bring in, to get money, and everything was not all dependent. The bottom line, the people don't know how you get this contract or who you related to. And last time, Mr. McGodney, Carl I. Bettle is chairman of the Trust Press. That's
right.
Correct?
Right.
That's correct?
I believe so, yes.
Case we all know, Carl I. Bettle, granddaddy, his ex-governor general, his daddy is Carl Bell, his uncle is Dion folks, his not uncle, his Megan folks, Brandon folks, true of words.
Yes. All that's true, and it's not a secret as well. I don't personally think that should disqualify him from sitting on the board, but that's just my personal view. Some people may feel differently about it. In fact, I think that we harm ourselves when we say that we don't want qualified people to participate in facets of government that they can contribute to if they're connected to elected or appointed officials. I think it's a slippery slope. You're going to find yourself with the pool's going to be too shallow for you to really draw effectively from. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
So on.
I'm great. How's it going?
Getting back to rally talk, as Carl Bell say, rally talk is BS. That's rally talk. term limit for 5 minutes. That's rally talk.
Right.
Don't believe it. Anything they say to win a vote is just rally talk. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Getting back to why ministers don't do the low-cost housing first. Poor people in houses. Don't worry about these upper-class doctors. They make any money. Why is it easy to do the low-cost housing first?
He's doing it to pander to those people.
Yeah, yes. And getting back to, I've heard a lot between the thought. He should have done the rally talk, the low-cost housing first, because the low-cost housing always the need for that. And I'm getting a mind blank. Oh.
Okay, well, holler back if you have lost it then. All right, holler back at me when you catch yourself. Says, hey Juan, who was it who said to Diagler, when we need advice on washing clothes, we'll contact you? I'm not sure who that was. Maybe Bradley Roberts. God rest the dead. It says, Juan, permanent residents are supposed to have the same rights as Bahamians except no voting, so why am I being discriminated against with the lots out west? Permanent resident, man, no man, you can't, you can't. We ain't gonna start that. Permanent residents getting government land. I'm sorry. We're not doing that. Right? We're gonna deal with citizens first. All right? We're happy to have you here, but we're not gonna start giving you tax breaks on land and using government tax resources to benefit non-Bahamians before Bahamians. All right. We appreciate you being here. And we appreciate you purchasing goods, and we thank you for the VAT money, all right? But we're not going to just start giving out land to permanent residents, non-Bahamians. It says, Canoe ought to have been prepared for the potential reputation fallout and accepting a non-fully compliant deal, e.g. did not go the required tender route. I mean, I will ask them that, too, because I would think that you'd say, okay, All right, fair enough. It's not my fault, right, that the government didn't go through a particular procurement process, and I'm legitimately entering into a legal business arrangement with the government of the Bahamas, right? So if I can't enter into a legal business arrangement with the government of the Bahamas, in the Bahamas, and I'm a Bahamian company, something's wrong. But even though it's not your fault, you could say to yourself, okay, I could see why people may question that I got the contract and the exclusivity of it. All right? But there's a way to do that. All right? There's a way to do that without smearing the principles of the company. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm good, thank you. Listen, I just call really to air. What I feel is that they're being very duplicitous of the SNM and their supporters, and to some extent, you know, the media. And I say that to say, I remember when Minister Alfred Gray had said something about, I mean, supposedly assisted somebody or spoke to somebody about a case that was going on in the island. And it was an extreme, I mean, uproar. I mean, every media had it on every day. It was the worst thing in the world that could possibly happen.
Where he directed a magistrate to release a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many years later, we have two ministers that have been judicially condemned by the magistrate. And, you know, we talk about it, but there's nothing too wrong about it, seemingly so, because the media don't carry on like that. Then we had a situation where it was claimed that Jerome Fitzgerald asked for a couple of jobs for his daddy, and that Allison Maynard was on the negotiating team, and she had some stores in Bahama, which she had long before Bahama intended in buying the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we have an F&M cabinet minister that gets $50 million worth of contracts. And then the main thing with this canoe thing is not so much that
I'm sorry, an F&M cabinet minister got $50 million worth of contracts?
Well, between the post office and all these other contracts.
Oh, you're speaking about Brent Simonet. Okay.
The plane of pipes and different islands and stuff and stuff and stuff like that. Mm. When you add everything up, it is about that. But I'm saying you have a sitting minister that gets and there's no real uproar about that either.
You didn't think there was an uproar about the post office?
Listen, there was an uproar, Kwan, but I can tell you it was not as much of an uproar as what went on with Allison Maynard.
Yeah, I disagree with you on that. Yeah.
You know? And I mean, so much so that the people marched on it. I'm just saying about the duplicitousness that even with even as Bahamians. But the F&Ms, they ranted and railed when there was some perception. And now we have the same thing that come up. And you know, the talk is, oh, well, you know, they're Bahamians, they're entitled to this. But what I wanted to say, the perception with canoe is not so much that it didn't go to tender, but so much so that when the F&M in opposition heightened about any preference given to members of the PLP party, and the main thing about it is that canoe seems to have a director that's very closely associated to the executive of the F&M when it didn't go out to tender. That's the main thing about it.
That's fine. And that's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a legitimate concern and a legitimate question. Mm-hmm. And they should be prepared to answer it. That's fine. But I do think you're trying to equivocate things that aren't really equal. So, for instance, if a sitting member of parliament calls a local administrator and directs him in his capacity as a magistrate on that island to release somebody when he has no authority to do so, that's a problem. All right.
Yeah,
now,
let me
I got you, but let me say this.
You didn't tell him to release them.
Now
the perception was and the rhetoric was.
He did tell him to release him.
You know.
Okay, but let me say this.
Uh-huh.
You probably hadn't paid attention when Joanne Ferguson Pratt, and I don't know if I want to use the condemn, but when she raised concerns about the behavior of Marvin Dames at Duane Sands with regard to the Frank Smith matter, I wrote a 2,000-word op-ed in National Review about it. I talked about it on my show over and over. I can't speak for the entire media, but to say that these things haven't been highlighted, it's not so. And here's the difference between Alfred Gray and the ministers. The ministers didn't direct officers of the court to do anything. They were just called out in a court judgment, which is bad, but it's not the same thing. So I hear you, but some things are not the same as other things. Now, as far as Brent Simonette and Bahamas Hot Mix, which he has a blind trust in, right? He doesn't deal with the running of it. He got in a problem with it before under Ingram. As far as them getting contracts, I have no problem with that. All right? The post office contract, I had a major problem with, to the extent that Brent Simonette is probably still mad at me. All right? And I made a lot of noise about it. So I don't know who you're speaking about, but certainly I don't just gloss over things. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello, Warren. Now I remember what I'm going to call you about.
Okay.
You said the people that get to keep them in hold of that money, they keep the VAT money for a very short period of time. Can you have collected how much?
Some people collect the VAT money, keep the VAT money for 90 days.
But then that's very short compared to how much Canoe have had the money.
Well, how long
the
is
money
that?
Are they holding?
No, that doesn't make how sense. How long has the health visa been going on?
But I'm saying, but what made it so bad for men is, right? They were trying to ask to come home.
Yeah, it's stupid.
In the country now, they say. In the country.
Yeah.
How much money have they collected? Where is our illustrious audit? Where is Terrence Bastia? For the last 4 years, is he taking a hiatus? Why? I hope he's doing a job of fair favor. That's all I hope.
Okay.
He's doing a job of fair favor. Last 4 years, he's very quiet.
Okay.
But the PRB is doing his job. Ted Bastian, please do your job. That's all. But go take him our money. Order. Under the FNM, the civil service does not misappropriate the funds.
Okay.
Go on.
Thanks. This is... All right, this is Juan. Senator Dion is Minister of Transportation, Minister of Labor. Don't forget, he's a minister. I get your point. But when PLPs have family working, is an issue, I guess. It says, hey, where's the CMO? Because I heard Wells say the acting CMO the other day. I don't know. I don't remember Wells saying that, but I don't know. I don't know if anything's happened to her. She's notoriously hard to reach. Juan, if I'm traveling, is it okay for me to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the USA? What are you saying? What are you asking me? If you are allowed to take it in the USA, yes. They'll give it to you for free if you like. And one shot, they consider you fully vaccinated. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
The Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp is back. That's right, it's time for the 33rd annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 5th through July 30th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily for boys and girls ages 5 to 18 years. at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex Sports Center. Registration forms available at the Seventh Day Adventist office, Tonic Williams Darling Highway, and at jeffrogersbasketballcamp.com. Call 818-4509 for more details. It's the 33rd annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 5th through July 30th.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Crystal Cruises is setting sail for the Bahamas once again. Crystal will follow the strictest safety protocols as guests travel to Exuma, San Salvador, Long Island, and more. With a commitment to keep communities and guests safe and protect the environment, Crystal's decision to home port in the Bahamas will boost tourism and support the local economy. Learn more at crystalcruises.com.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We were talking about a variety of things today. We didn't really have any structured agenda for the show. You're free to call me and give me your thoughts, particularly on things that went down this week. Says Juan, you think our government's brave enough to admit how many COVID infections are from fully vaccinated people? CDC and UK still report breakthrough infections and deaths. I would be very interested to know that, actually. So I'm very interested in knowing that. Says don't sleep on Colony Club and the Orchard. They buck solid during the height of COVID. Oh Lord, you're gonna make me go to church this weekend. You know, you think back on some episodes in your life, and you want to just fall on your knees and thank God for bringing you through. You know, it's that song, "Your Grace and Mercy Toward Me," right? Your loving kindness toward me, great is your name. Good afternoon, welcome to the Revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
One, let me just take you first for the context of my conversation. Mm-hmm. You remember the WikiLeaks documents where they spoke about the Bahamian people being politically inclined?
Yeah.
Okay, and the reason I say that is that here we are in a post-Dorian, post-BPL, post-mid-COVID type environment. Let's just go back for a moment. If you look at the actual data statistics, you'll see that BPL had a 20% negative impact on the economy concerning their loads and blackouts and et cetera that was going on. And so here it is that you have an economy that was somewhat in crisis due to them, due to their impact. Then here comes Dorian that came and knocked the economy out, took out another 30% of the economy. And then comes COVID that shuts down the economy, devastating us in the environment. Mm-hmm. But we're having everyday political conversations and not no real conversation concerning the actual topics of what it takes to rebuild the economy that would actually have an inclusion of behemoths. Mm-hmm. The point is that the global economy will recover. It has been redefined. But we're not having any conversation in context of what we will do to have it. It's not coming from any of the political leadership or parties. Now, you go back to this Bahama and other things. Remember, it's like literally for over a decade, we had two political parties that had no ideas for development, and they kept waiting on this Bahama and doing everything that's necessary, whatever it is, to have it open. But it's the same thing where we have waiting on some foreign investment. We call it foreign direct investment, which is actually foreign direct ownership, because foreign direct investment is access to capital from outside. We have people that we come in and we give them things and then we take the jobs. But the point is that even capitalization for businesses have changed around the world. And I know we live in this bubble and believe that whatever government gives us is the limits for which we can actually build businesses. But I think somehow, taking into consideration, whether we want to believe it or not, 50% of the people who are waiting to return to their jobs probably won't, because the dynamics of jobs have been changed. We're not talking about changing work skills and et cetera to adjust to this new economy. And in fact, we're not talking about the new economy at all. We're simply talking about who will come in, how will the, what does hotels call them, all-inclusive hotels. How will the all-inclusive hotels who come to the Bahamas, they're known as cruise ship, and we'll be able to rent chairs and shelter and sell them tokens and coconuts and whatever else, you know. And I'm simply saying, it's like, are we in such the political days that we don't know that the world is changed and is changing around us, and we should be having real-time conversation on how to use data and other things around us to make decisions and build a new economy? This is the best time in history. I mean, I'm saying this. We are in the second digital revolution, third technology revolution, fourth industrial revolution, fifth social revolution. Never in history, anybody alive today will ever see this alignment again. And we are still talking about the same thing from decades ago, about toilets and water and all these other different things. I mean, from 1960.
Okay, see, Alan, you said you was finishing up there, buddy. I got your point. I got your point. I appreciate you. I would say this. The Progressive Liberal Party should advise Philip Brave Davis that his time would be better spent speaking to policy initiatives of the Progressive Liberal Party should they win the government, as opposed to going on and on with the health visa. But if that's how you choose to spend your time, I certainly can't make you do otherwise. But we do need to have national conversations that are conducive to growth, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with talking raw politics, but I think that our prime minister should also be advised that his time would be better spent rather than continuing to act as if the economy's roaring back and everything's fine. His time would be better spent trying to figure out how to get more people back to work and exactly how to generate the kind of momentum in the country that's going to see us have more success. That's what I would say. All right. It says the low-cost housing was done first, the latest being the one in Carmichael Road. Many people used to come in with fake tests. Travel agents won't have time to scrutinize the tests. All right. Couldn't the Ministry of Health do that at the airport? Couldn't the customs officers do that? Immigration officers, no? It says, why don't you say you're going to church? Yeah. So I keep thinking about those things. Can't tell me he ain't no God, you know. He done pulled me through so much. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
I'm great. Vaughn, is Bahama still for sale?
I guess so, eh? He's gonna sell it to a suitable buyer. He's still looking. Still looking. Meantime, cutting ribbons.
But you know what's so funny? Imagine me and you, I against you, right? And all of a sudden, we become friends. I sitting on the side of you and I said all these good things, but deep down inside, I really didn't wish nothing good in my heart
I don't think he was happy to be there yesterday.
You know, and to see the minister of tourism, AKA Pinocchio, because you know every time Pinocchio says something, his intruder's nose grow. They were the same persons condemning Mr. Christie. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Christie dropping sleep inside also his family. You know, condemning Miss Maynard. You know, but at the end of the day, Bahama is open for everybody. Mr. McCartney.
Right.
You know, I hope it benefits. You know, everyone, every family. You know, that'd be my plea. You know, it ain't all the time about politics, but you know, I wanna leave you with this, Mr. Penman. Open up a few hotels. Mr. Ingram, open up Atlantis. Mr. Christie, open up help. Basically, this is the brain child behind Bahama. The only thing Mr. Menes do with Alukaya is shut it down and send those people back home to suffer. Have a good weekend, my brother.
Okay. It says, McCartney, what don't you understand about permanent residents shall have all the rights? This is in the Immigration Act. It's like Canada saying to Bahamians, yeah, we'll make you a permanent resident, but you can buy land. You're free to buy land. We ain't going to give you the land at discounted rates. You're certainly free to buy the land. I don't have any problem with that. We're happy to have you. I'm very glad you're here. Right? I hope you stick with us. We're just not going to use taxpayer dollars. In fact, you shouldn't. Period, use taxpayer dollars to go benefit a select group of people, but that's where we are now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Nope, okay. Not a problem. It says, Juan, the PM and the FNM have no real plans for economic development and growth of the Bahamas. Everything just comes out of his mouth. Everything that comes out of his mouth is get vaccinated. It says, so is that caller... It says, I think Diagler's doing a hell of a job as Minister of Tourism. I think Diagler's doing a good job, too, as Minister of Tourism. Yeah, I do as well. That don't cancel the fact that he was whiling before Bahamar at all. But I think he's doing a good job as well. I don't quite get the health visa, but still, I think he's doing a good job as Tourism Minister. It says, PLPs often shout bloody murder when another party's doing exactly what they've done. Their hypocritical ways really make me laugh. It says, that caller with the judicial condemnation is subjective. The PLP are hypocritical, brave, and the PLP don't have any major policy issues. They're avoiding that discussion to avoid accountability discussions. I mean, listen, and you could talk all this... things are booming, we're bouncing back, and you can talk all that, right? That's fine, all right? And that's good that Bahamar is opening the water park, and it's good that the point is going to open, and it's good that Atlantis is operating at increased capacity. These are good things that there's home porting and that the stay overnights have increased because of the home porting and that the taxi drivers are making extra money because of the home porting. These are good developments in the country, but they by no means indicate that this situation has completely turned around. Because what's true is this, there's still 1,000 people who want jobs at Sandals, but it's going to be delayed till next year. There's hundreds of people who were let go from Melia. We have no idea when that actually will open up. We have vendors downtown who have been without a proper or a recognizable revenue stream for more than a year, all right? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are out of work, all right? You can project hope, but you also need to properly plan to get these people back to work. All right? Nothing wrong with hope. Nothing wrong with saying that we're getting better, we're doing better. But my thought is that's not going to engender the kind of confidence in the electorate that really presenting serious plans to get people working or presenting serious plans to manage the level of debt that we're taking on because it is completely unsustainable, that's not going to engender the kind of confidence that doing those things would. All right? So it's just, to me, I'm just hearing y'all spout like election rhetoric, and I really need to hear somebody say something substantive that's going to help to turn this situation around faster. All right? So what's true is that businesses are still operating at diminished revenue in this country, even with tourism going on. All right? What's true is there's still people who are falling further behind on their mortgages, further behind on consumer loans, people whose homes are going into foreclosure. All this is happening. So you can be happy for those developments, but also wrap your mind around the reality on the ground for us, both parties. All right, that's going to do it for the show today. You guys enjoy your weekend. We'll be back Monday, I believe Tuesday. We're having Dr. Pinto. We're going to have Canoe as well next week, and I have some other interesting things planned. Okay, so you guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.